All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on.
welcome family to Let's Talk Jesus here live at the Now Network Studios. Yes, our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Our mixed panel of opinions will share Jesus with the world through our testimonies to go and make disciples through our testimony. No matter how sinful you are, I want you to know today, no matter how broken you may be, Jesus loves you. And I want you to know this, more importantly, Jesus wants you in a personal relationship with him. Jesus is able to transform your life when you start to speak his word that is inside of you. It doesn't matter if you had an uptown, downtown, middle sin, or whatever it is you've been going through, sin is sin. But Jesus will forgive you. He will heal your wounds. He will change your whole direction of life. And yes, by having a righteous and healthy lifestyle, we can now absolutely follow Jesus. Because following Jesus always involves us sharing his love with others. Not just the ones that are around us, but the people that we know need him. And that is the world. And I knew the moment I met him as my personal Lord and Savior, I had the privilege and the right to do the most important thing in my life, and that's tell somebody about this tremendous love that Jesus has shared. And yes, we come that we can go. Yes, we come that we could lead. We come that we could follow. But all in that, we want to exemplify Jesus as we talk about him and allow the message of his great love, the message of his great salvation, the message of his great positioning in relationship is so dynamic because I will never, ever be the same. Let's talk Jesus tonight. Our subject tonight is walking in the light with Jesus. Oh yeah, we're talking about him through the subject, and we have to know that what he's done has already been finished, complete, and is over. But we know that he is positioned in a new position, in a new place, back at his rightful, in his rightful place at the right hand of God. But it's not like before. He came, he was ascended back to heaven. And in that ascension, there was a streak of what they call light. And that light that shined on this earth, the light that darkness didn't comprehend, the light that there was no understanding about, ascended back to heaven. So when we walk with him, we cannot walk with him in any other way but in the light. Because I know this, that Jesus is the light and the light changes things. Our opening scripture tonight, and I'm hoping all my scholars and all my covenant partners that are going to come on and get involved in this conversation, go ahead and do your little you flip arounds in your study logs and journals and be ready for this. But we must walk in the light. Walking in the light is walking with Jesus, because Jesus was the light and the light changes things. But where is the light? The light comes from heaven. The light is in the position of heaven that was shined on earth by the sacrifice of God giving his best, that light. That light that was with him from the beginning, that light that is with him, was with him even when he was here, and that same light that is back with him in his rightful position. But Ephesians 5, verse 8 through 10, it says, "For you were once in darkness." Oh, yes, we all threw our hands up. Woo, some of us recent. But now, when? But now, you are our light in the Lord. Walk. This is verse 8 of chapter 5, Ephesians. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to God. But look at the instruction. Not the former, because, you know, for you, me, I, all of us were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. The instruction is walk as children of light. Now you say, well, what are you talking about? I know you said Jesus was the light. Well, we've been sharing this ever since our second quarter kickoff of crossing over. We've crossed over into a new season, But now we're in that second quarter. But that quarter cannot be like before because we're doing something what? New. And when you walk as a child of light, you have to walk as the light. And if we don't walk as the light, and if we don't talk the light, if we don't show the light, then we're just dampered lamps without enough fuel to carry us on to do what God has called us. John even gave us the confirmation in John 1, 7 and 9. He says, John came to bear witness to the light. And you know, he spoke of the coming of the Lord. Jesus even said in John 8 and 12, he says, I am, ooh, glory, the light of the world. Farther down in John 12, 35, 36, and 46, check them all out. He says, walk in the light, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light. And we have to know where it all comes from. Now, remember that. Who is the creator of all things? James 1, 17, it says, God is the father of light, in whom there is no variance. Now, I know you've heard this that terminology from me before when I'm talking about a range of variance. See, a range of variance is how high or how low you go. You have a border, or you have a top off and a bottom. But in God, there is no variance. There is no better, greater, or anything that could circumference God into one position. There is no variance. See, we have, and we must, watch this, we must develop a range of variances in our lives. I say this all the time. Some things you just cannot do. You have already made the position of repentance by saying, I will not go to the place of no return. Yes, I went back there, and yes, I repented, and yes, I got in the right standing with the light, so I can now walk in the light. But it now makes a confirmation to me and a declaration that I'll never go back, because the light cannot, watch this, the light that's in you cannot survive in darkness alone. But when the darkness comes to the light of Jesus that's in me, the light of Jesus that's in you, oh yeah, we're talking about Jesus, then the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And then we find out what is acceptable to the Lord. We get out of our own situations because God is the Father of light. And we always want to box him in and put him, he can only do this and he won't do. No, God can do whatever. And it's not up to us as children of the light, knowing he's the Father of light, to question the light. You better walk in the light and be a child of the light. Ephesians 5 and 8, walk as children of the light. And that's where the fruit of the Spirit, that's where all goodness, that's where the righteousness and the truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And I cannot overemphasize this, that's right now. That's not, no, not thinking about tomorrow. When am I going to plan? No, I need to stay in my now. And I need to know that if I stay in my now, I'm in the light. The light that changes things. Oh, glory. That means I don't have to change something that's already being changed because of my positioning. Oh, yes, we're all aware of the photoelectricity of light. We all know of the Einstein theory of relativity. And then that goes to now the God predestined timeline, because remember, everything God has done is finished. But we know that time and light run hand in hand. Remember, a day to the Lord is 1,000 to us, and 1,000 to us is a day to the Lord. That time, that light moves at such a fast capacity that if you're not in the right place of a child, you'll never see the light. You'll never experience the light. Knowing my position, knowing what my measure of faith is, knowing what my call is, and knowing where God has positioned me, not where you're positioned and I want to take over your territory, or vice versa, to where God has positioned me and you want to take over mine. No, we hold our own ground in the light. because then there's no variances. There are no no's. There are no there are no I can't. There are no I wants, because that light that changes me says I'm new. I know that there's an acceptable time. I know that God has given me all that I need and when, right now. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of light, of righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday, but today is sufficient for itself. That light that shines. Oh, yes, yes. I know some people are raising your hands right now and letting that light shine on your situation, because you can't do it. I can't do it, but the light can. See, that's Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That's the past, the future, and the now put all together. That's Jesus. That's my focus on the immediate relationship. Not the yesterday relationship. I cannot relate with the light yesterday. I have to stay in the light today, because I cannot contaminate the light that shines in me. Oh, neither can you. Remember, it's up what I do in the light that will shine. It's up to what you will do in the light that will shine. That's why when you talk about Jesus, the light shines out of you. When we relate about Jesus, there's no longer darkness involved, because the light has taken over. It has moved in. Isaiah tells us in 30 and 21, it says, this is the way. Walk in it. Paul just made it simple to us. Walk as children of the light. If you didn't know what Isaiah was saying, here, walk in it. You've got to walk as children of the light. Oh, yes, that's we're talking about our Father, who is the Father of light. We know that he in the light, that's when you can have revelation of John 16, 13 and 14, that he will show all things to come, not in the physical, but in the spiritual. You know that the kingdom come will be done that's on earth is now seen in the light, ooh, glory, but not in the horizontal darkness that's of this earth. Oh, no, be not conformed to this horizontal darkness, but be transformed by your mind of light. That now, you know, remember, you know, we always share that the letter is darkness because it kills. But the spirit gives life. That is the light. And in that, now watch this. This is the most important thing about that, because when you become a child of the light and start walking in the light, there's no variance for you. There's no borders for you. Oh, yeah, people are whispering in your ear telling you what you cannot, what you should not. But when you stay in the whispering alignment with God's voice, you know you can because he tells you to go. You know you will because he already set things in place. You know that the light already shined on your path that will lead you, that will guide you. Oh, no. See, when you go left, when you go right, you're getting out of the straight path of the light. And we cannot blame the light for failing us, but we have to take responsibility for failing ourselves. Oh, yes, you were once in darkness. Go back to verse 8. But now you are the light of the world. Walk as children of light. Stop sitting around in darkness when you know that you are the light of the Lord, so you can walk. Oh, your whole posture. Oh, somebody's posture just changed. Your whole attitude changed, because when you change your mind, everything else is going to change right along with it, because that's where the light is trying to shine into you. The light is shining into me, is in my mind. It wants to take over the thought process that operates everything that I have value of. Am I making my mind up? To know that I got to become a thinker in the light. Oh, my thoughts change. Because when you think, you got to ask some questions. And when you ask a question in the light, you'll get nothing but an answer in the light that you can now make a lightful decision. But the number one problem with most of us, and I'll start with me, is we don't want to ask the question. Why would you expect me to fall for that? Why would you want me to live in that type of situation? Why? I mean, some of us need to ask the question of why in the light, because we know we're not asking for our own ability, because I've already contaminated me in doing my will that was in darkness. But now that the light that lives in me, I'm trying to honor the light. So the questions I ask are saying, not my will, but God's will be done. I know if I go left, that's done. But the light in me, I need it to keep shining in me that I can keep walking in the light as a child. But I have to be, watch this, conscious to ask questions. Why? If that was for me, I would have came to you. If that was for me, it would have already triggered in me, because the light would have said, yes, now, move, get up, don't procrastinate. But when I get that uneasy feeling, that, like, wait a minute, that's going to cost me too much. I'm doing all the work. That means no, because the darkness will drain you. The darkness will defeat you, but the light will give you life, and it will change you. I guarantee it. God says he put his mind in you. That's the light. Ooh, hallelujah. And if you believe in Jesus, you know that you better believe in the light, because he shared that in John 8:12. He claimed it. I am the light of the world. Are you ready to exemplify the light? See, because when you exemplify the light, you see change all day, every day, constantly in yourself. You'll be like, oh, I'm so proud of me. Because you're not people patting you on your back. God has don't even have to get involved in it. You see a change in yourself because you say, ooh, normally I would have did that. Ooh, but look at what I do. Ooh, hallelujah, because that light is shining on you and things are changing on your situations, on your circumstances. Yes, you're going through, but when you go through with the light, you go through a lot easier. Oh yeah, the redeemed can say so because of the light. The healed can get up and walk again because of the light. The blind can see because of the light. And the lost, this is the most important thing, the lost can be saved today because of the light. Can we talk about the light today? Knowing that the light that shines on all. But just because it's shining don't mean it's working. That's going to catch up to somebody. Just because it's shining don't mean it's working, because you have to activate it by faith and believe in the light. Oh, the light will start working for you as your faith grows. The light starts working more as your testimony grows. Oh, the light works more. And as you walk in the light as a child of the light, you see the fruit of the Spirit. It's all goodness, not just for you, for all. It's all righteousness, not just for you, but for all. It's all truth. What? For all. That's when we, verse 10, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And I'll tell you, the closer I get to him, it's all about pleasing him. You have to, as well as me, get used to the fact that you're just in the puzzle to make this thing happen by faith, believing in the greatest thing ever, 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 ever. And you have to believe tonight. We're getting ready to open up the lines, but I want to read a couple of more scriptures. If you want to get in this conversation, dial one. Yes, walk in the light. Walk as children of the light. Dial one. I'll bring you on in. I'm not even looking at the board right now, so I'm not even sure how many listeners are on. I'm not sure who's on. I'm just into this segment of the broadcast to share or to plant the foundation of walking in the light. Those that have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 1 and verse 1. But just to confirm some things, I gave you a lot of scriptures. Listen to the archives. I know my note takers out there are already looking them up and saying, "Woo, woo, woo, man, that was right." Oh, I know, because that wasn't me; it was God. But for the sake of your studies, I know you're doing what you do. But watch John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning. Oh, Minister Terry, I don't even know if you're on the line, but if you are, I know you did a somersault and a flip right now. Watch this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Now, who are we talking about? High five, Jesus. Okay, get it out the way. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Oh, yeah, I know sometimes you see things out there in the world that the world has taken over, but God created it. If we would have been in the right position to honor faithful stewardship, things wouldn't be where they are. We're going to catch it up. We're catching it up. But all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Still talking about Jesus. In him was life, and the life was the light. What are we talking about tonight? Oh, Jesus. Was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Don't you feel that way sometimes? When you got to keep pushing, you're in that darkness, and you're just like, oh, they're not getting it. You better get in the light. Stay in the light. And watch this. Let people come to the light. He says, if I be lifted up, the light, I'll draw all men unto me. That's a separate message for somebody tonight. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light that shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness to the light that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9, watch this. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. See, remember I told you that light is available. It's out there to all men, to everybody. It's out there available right now that any man that comes in this world, but you got to do some things. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. See, it's not hard. I know we make it complicated sometimes with our messages and all of the complacent things that we want to put on people's lives. I'm telling you right now, you can be free today by believing in the light. And when that light takes over, your life will change. You don't have to say, I need this. I need that, Lord. Do this, Lord. Fix that, Lord. Because the light is already changing things when you're making disciples like he made in you. That is the most important thing that I can say in ministry, is making disciples of the light. When the light changes you, the light changes others, because you share the same light with those. And it all comes from one little additive, believing in him. Dial one. Come on, get in the conversation. We want to hear from you tonight. We're walking in the light. We are children of the light. And we're going to let the light change some stuff tonight, that we don't leave here the same. Anybody on this broadcast, you got to say, I'm already changed, but I'm going to profess it. I will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the light. Where's the light? In my mind. In my mind can direct everything else. Ooh, glory, that I can be changed. Are you ready to be changed tonight? Hallelujah. Are you ready to be changed? Minister Carolyn, how are you, woman of God? Area code 323, last four, 2161. You're live. Let's talk Jesus.
Hi, Pastor. Good evening. How are you?
Girl, my middle name is Blessed, 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 Blessed.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say, yes, I am blessed too. Highly favored. I just wanted to say that I'm just beginning to see and feel what the light is like. Because for me, and speaking for myself, was so many times I tried to minister to others and help them with their lives, and mine was uncontrollable and unmanageable, and I was sitting in a dark house of the darkness. And I just found that, I think you said it the other day, about things we used to do, we can't do them anymore, and places we used to go. And, you know, sometimes for me, that's hard, but I was talking to someone tonight. Somewhere, well, a friend of mine was having a picnic, and I wanted to go because we're really close. But
right.
Then yet I remembered what went on then. And so it goes to what you were saying about that would be my light going somewhere where I know it's darkness and I know there's spirits that, you know, could jump back on me. And so I'm feeling it, and the more I walk close with God, the brighter the light is. And I even feel it in myself, like you said earlier also about the things we used to do, we might not do them anymore. Because and only by your ministry on this phone, just by listening to the ministry and you and Pastor Michelle, I've changed a whole lot of things in a couple of weeks. And for me that's a big thing. You know, but other people are starting to notice it. And they're making me notice it because, you know, it's my mouth has no filter and no breaks. And now I'm starting to break it. You know, I don't say things that I normally would say or talk to people how I would talk. You know, I'll start and then I'll shut up. So it's about humbling myself too. But again, thanks
well,
to your ministry.
Let me tell you this. I'm probably the worst person at that. And I impress myself now because I'm hardcore. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't cut no through. I'm Jesus in the temple when they was selling doves and prostituting in the temple. That's Pastor E, you know, especially when it comes to the things of God. But I've matured so much in the spirit that you know that you cannot disrespect God. And when you get so intimate with him in the light, you understand, and I'm understanding more and more each day that I'm respecting him, how you see him through me. Not how you see me, because like I tell people all the time, I can get a new haircut, go give me some new shoes. People will be like, man, that boy fine. He got that going on, but that means nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the spirit and how
right.
God is moving. I'm proud of you, my sister.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. I got some shy folks tonight. I know Minister Michelle is on a conference. That's my number one stunner. She would have already dialed one. And I could throw some folks under the bus because I see some folks out there tonight. I'm not going to do that. But Evangelist Virginia Valentine, who I know is always ready to talk Jesus. Come on in, woman of God. How are you?
I'm fine, man of God. How are you today?
Blessed.
Blessed. Blessed.
Yes,
he's
always
blessed,
blessed.
Man of God. And I am blessed also. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk Jesus. Let's talk Jesus. And I'm listening at you tonight. I'm sitting here listening and writing. And you're talking about walking in the light. Walking in the light. Well, who is the light?
Jesus.
The light is Jesus. The light is Jesus. Well, what is Jesus? He's in heaven, seated at the right hand of the
right
Father.
Hand.
At the right hand. It's something about that right hand. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And when he was here in this world, he walked this earth. And he said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. But he's no longer with us now. And he tells us that we are the light of the world.
Yes,
and
we
I,
are. Yes, we are.
We are the light of the world.
Yes, we are. We better be.
Yes, we are the light. I am the light of the world. And I'm
claim
not
it.
Walking alone.
You better claim it.
I'm not walking alone. I'm walking with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I am the light of the world. I'm a city sitting on a hill that cannot be hid. I cannot take this light, man of God, and put it under a bushel or a bed.
You said, okay.
Lampstand. The world can see it.
This little light of mine.
Yes.
I'm going to let it shine. Oh,
yes.
This little light of mine.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to let it shine. That was the first
yes.
song I really ever, that's the first song I ever learned.
Yes, and I did too. Yes.
Oh, Jesus, that was the first song I ever learned as a child. I was like, this little light of mine,
yes,
I'm going to let it shine. Oh,
on,
this
God.
Little light of mine,
yes.
I'm going to let it shine.
Let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Oh, yeah. All along the road.
Come on, let's take all. Come on, don't get me started.
Jesus.
See, when you talk
about
Jesus,
the
there is a joy. I don't know if anybody else
yes.
is noticing that. I know nobody else wants to respond tonight, but as
yes.
I know for me, there's a joy in talking about Jesus, and this light thing
man
is
yes.
imperative. It's
yes,
it's,
man of God.
It's important. I mean, it's detrimental to knowing Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior to knowing
that's
the light
it,
is the key.
Yes,
I wonder,
thank you,
I, you know, I know those that take notes and stuff like Minister Terry, I go back. She said, no, every time we have a broadcast, I'm taking notes from you. I got 13 messages and I'm like, when am I going to preach them? And I was like, that's how God goes with his word.
Yeah.
Is that we need to be so in depth in the word. That we
Hallelujah.
Ain't talking ourselves. We got so much word that you said, he didn't say nothing about him. That was all scripture, 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 scripture. Scripture. And the word
yeah.
now fulfills us because the light changes us.
The light changes us. Yes, it does. And as you was reading and giving the scriptures, I have them all scribbled down everywhere, all over the paper. Oh, I'm just writing, and I'm just listening. I'm just getting full of the Holy Ghost and power. Lord Jesus, man of God, when you talk about the light, when you talk about Jesus, I get excited.
Ooh,
I get
Jesus.
Excited. When you talk about the light, I get excited. Because Jesus is that light. And when I got saved and I give my life to Christ, I received that light into my heart. I received that light into my heart. The light. He
testify.
Told us to let
Come on,
this
testify.
Light go shine.
Testify.
He told us in his word, man of God, and those on the line, he said, let this light so shine before men. Before who? Before everyone. And glorify the Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Y'all better hear me tonight.
Are we
let
listening?
Let this light so shine before men. And glorify my Father in heaven. You got to let your light shine. When you going somewhere or you out in the street, you out in the places eating, wherever you go, you need to let your light
shine
because people are watching us.
Let it shine.
And you can, they are watching us. We got to be the light. We got to let this light shine. Let it shine. We got to let it shine. Before men, I'm going to say it again, before men. Before everyone, so they can see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ooh, your grandson said, can I get a Shabbat in the house?
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Can I get a Shabbat on the broadcast? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Minister Charlene out of San Diego, California. Come on, let's talk Jesus with us right now. I'm leaving the lines open. Evangelist Virginia, you're still live, and we're just going to connect together. Good evening, woman of God. Let's talk Jesus. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Did I do something wrong? Oh, no. She hit one. Minister Charlene, how are you, woman of God? Oh. Out of San Diego, mighty woman of God, psalmist, preacher, teacher, you name it. The woman of God is here. She's talking Jesus with us tonight. Can we walk like him as children in the light?
Yes, we can, because, you know, Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light of our lives. He's the light. He is the light that shines in us so tough that we don't even realize how light is shining, because we're living unto God, not to ourselves, not for to be a people pleaser, not to be puffed up with pride and pompousness and haughtiness and the negative things that lift the self up, the flesh up, a high head.
Come on,
you know, it's so vexing, because I saw a lot of that, but when I began to try to fit in, I guess out of my ignorance, I was trying to fit in, I was feeling the spirit of the pride, and I had to repent of it. I said, Lord, that's not saving me. That's a spirit, and it makes me feel like I'm never going to arrive, or it makes you feel like you have arrived. But really, this scripture is what's standing out to me. It's Ephesians, what you gave us, chapter 5, 8 through 14. And I'm saying,
yeah, read that whole chapter.
So you
better read that whole chapter.
Okay. Well, chapter 5?
Oh yeah. That whole chapter brings it all together. But 8 through 10 just says that command.
Yes. Okay. So see, what I got of it, it says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. It's the light that, you know, the Lord is showing us that was pleasing to him, you know, the fruit of the spirit. It's like we can name the fruit of the spirit, but it has to be worked in us. What's in us is not of God, is of darkness, has to be worked out of us. So it's humbleness. You know, he told us to come as a child. You know, if we humble ourselves and, you know, and know that what we've seen or what we've been exposed to that was of the you know, the word says the heart is desperately wicked, who can know it? So walking in the light is allowing God to give us a clean heart, a pure heart, a right spirit, you know, a do right mind, a do right spirit, you know, because he's checking our motives and our intentions. So that's where that pride is, you know. He said our righteousness, unless it exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, we shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So they knew a whole lot of things, but they didn't have the love of God.
Oh, they didn't have
compassion. They didn't even recognize the Savior was right there in front of them to save their everlasting soul. They didn't realize that their soul was in danger. They took a risk to debate with Jesus, and he was showing the light, the love, the compassion, whether it was on the Sabbath day. He said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. You know, it's a rude awakening that walking in the light is not even it's not pride. It's the hand of God. It's the grace of God. It's the mercy of God. It's the love of God to show us our wrongs, to show us, because see, the word keeps going on. See, in verse 10, it says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And
unto
have no
the
fellowship
Lord.
With
right.
Unto the Lord. It's unto the Lord. It's not unto me. It's not for anybody to look at me as though I'm something. It's the grace of God. I just answer the call. I say, yes, Lord. I said, Lord, I repent. I said, Lord, change me on the inside. I can't live this life. I don't have no wings. And if I had the wings and I was a thing, I was flying up to heaven. When you get out this atmosphere, you don't know which way is up.
Look, I'm laughing because the light don't always feel good. Oh, my God.
It don't feel good.
The light changes things,
but
it don't always feel good. It's not like you're sitting there like, oh, everything is perfect. Oh, no, the light, when you really are getting out of yourself, the light, it hurts.
It hurts.
But at the end of the day, he gets the glory of the light.
Yes, he does. Because when he shows
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know we're communicating, but I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna let you go. I just don't like to sugarcoat it, because the light hurts. Oh, the light changes things, but the light hurts because your body be saying, "I want to do this," but the light says this. You got to follow the light.
That's right. You know, because you got to think about it. If you're walking in the darkness and it's separating you from God, that's the red flag right there.
Oh.
You know, so it's like, Lord, you know, show me how to walk in the light to where it's in spirit and in truth. He said the time will come when a true worshiper should worship the Father, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, yes, if you know you've been there, done it, that's your past, but that's the truth about it. But what's the truth that you should do? That's walk in the light, walk in holiness, walk in obedience. That's true. That's the truth. So, yes, the past was the truth. It was a mess. It was a lie, and it was because it wasn't of God. So, you know, it was a lot. You know, when someone's telling you something's wrong, you admit to your wrong. You tell the truth to the wrong, but then you learning what is the light, what is the holiness, what is the right way. And people, the Bible said they talk evil of that because your works are exposing the stuff that were the works that other people are still doing. So what did it say? Mm. It said he has no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather
no fellowship.
For it is a shame. It is a shame to speak of those things which are done to them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, by the word of God. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So now we are submitting, repenting, changing, yielding to the work of God's light in our lives. So like you said, no one actually can't, if they don't want to walk in the light, then there's not going to be a fellowship. Because now the conviction is in the spirit of the believer that says, well, nope, I don't feel comfortable being in that environment.
I can't do that no more.
You're not even trying to be deep. It's like my spirit, the conviction, the spirit of God is telling me no. Because you're free. So now you're walking in the freedom of the light because you can see what you couldn't see in the darkness. So it's like, okay, look, you have a choice.
Stay in the light. You gotta stay in the light. Oh my God.
You gotta stay in the light.
You know, I was sharing, Minister Charlene, I was sharing. I share all the time. This is that you don't have to be rude to people. If you stay in the light, yeah, Darkness won't come. They'll start just not. They won't call you no more. They won't be meeting you at the spot or nothing, because you don't go to the spot no more. You don't answer them late night calls that you know is about complaining and about murmuring. You now walk in the light and be sovereign to the light.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to. Okay. I don't have to say, well, hey, you know, you doing this, I don't do that no more. Don't come around me. All you have to do is focus on the light.
Yeah.
Even if you got sins, don't worry about the sins. Focus on the light. The light is what changes things. Because a lot of people try to go cold turkey on something. Oh, don't let it come back in abundance. You go right back to what you came. But when the light changes things, you don't have a thirst or a hunger or a desire anymore, because the light has now shined and changed things, because it's now about the light instead of thinking about the world. See, the world is sin. Resist sin and it will flee from you.
Yeah.
We pay attention to that. And that's where I think we get caught up. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, Minister Evangelist Virginia, you still there? Minister
yes,
Carolyn, you still there too? Y'all can come on in. Oh, wait a minute. Wanda, Minister, I'm going to call everybody a minister tonight. Minister Wanda Gibson, who is, I will tell you, I mentor this young lady, so I'm going to call her a minister. Minister Wanda Gibson, welcome. Yeah, I'll put you on the spot. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Walking.
Yes. Oh, yes. Hi, Pastor. Hi, everyone. Hi, family. How you doing? I just want to say, walk in the light. Oh, wow. For me, once I really allowed the light within me that it goes, to me, it's like if you get out that light, it's like you just touch a hot stove. I say, wow, you know, you know in your spirit that, hey, I'm in the wrong zone. You know, hey,
right.
You know, it's like, you know, jump back. You got to get back, because it's just like you have stepped in just some hot coals. And, you know, and in the spirit that draws me to want to stay in that light, because over there in that dark, it's hot.
Oh, it's hot.
Oh my God, it's
really hot. I'm so glad you said that.
I don't like that feeling over there. Once in the spirit and you in the light, and you and when you're really in the spirit and going, look like everything go to going on, hey, from the children to everything. But if you allow to get out of the spirit and get over that way, it's like a burning hot coal to me, and I don't like that feeling.
Jesus. Come on now. You're talking to somebody out there. You better get uncomfortable with the world. You better get uncomfortable with those depressions and those simple mind thoughts and those things like that, because we have to make a difference.
Right.
I got to make a difference for me. I claim to make it. I will do better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better in my mind.
That's right. And I will do better daily.
I will do better now.
Now.
Somebody
say something. I just wanted to share that.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that. And God bless, family.
Love you, sis.
Amen.
Love you, too.
All right, God bless. See, I'm telling you guys, you know, that's the point of it, is that there is an opposition out there. And even when you are walking in the light, he is just one step away
from
taking you left field. We've been walking for 30 years. He's still one step away from taking you and destroying everything in you. Oh, yeah, you've been preaching for 50 years. Is still one step away from taking you into darkness.
Lord,
if we can be consistent, I like that word, consistent. If we can be consistent with the light will be consistent with me. Somebody better write that book.
Amen.
I know I got my office generals online. They probably saying, well, we got to get a copyright on that. But write the book.
Okay.
It works with me just like it works with you. Let's talk Jesus. Anybody else? We got a few more minutes left on this broadcast before we go into our closing remarks, because I got a team on here. I'm going to give everybody the opportunity that has shared to close out and to give their own comments, but you still have an opportunity to get involved. You may be on here just, you don't even know how you got here. And you say, these guys are talking about something I don't even know about. I don't believe in that. I don't do that. Well, you could still, if you heard anything tonight that has triggered something in you that says, wow, I need to know more, dial one. We're going to get you a starter kit, because he's no respect our person. What he did for me,
man of God.
What he did for everybody else you hear, he'll do for you right now just by dialing one. I got a team that will talk to you individually. We want to talk to you. Jesus. You might have cursed God at one time and said he's not real. I'm an atheist. And you got on this call tonight, dial one right now. We could change that whole circumstance. And for that person that got hurt in the church, that somebody treated you wrong, that you thought should have treated you right, and you knew that you were done badly, dial one, because God can fix it.
Because
it's not by man, it's by the Spirit of God. I want you to dial one tonight and create a new spirit in you that's about relationship, not about material things and structures. Because some people have been hurt by structures. People have been hurt by labels. People have been hurt by titles. I want to release you tonight that you can be in sovereignty relationship with God.
Praise Jesus.
That's one-on-one. And you can really feel the power of God, not by man, not by Pastor E. You won't get it from me. That's why this network is called the Now Network, not our will. That you and the will of God can change your life. We just want to get you pushed in the right direction. We provoke the purpose that you get a personal relationship. Yes. Don't follow me. Please do not follow me. Now, don't stop listening and don't stop connecting, because we're building a network of one. But it's about the main purpose in every show, every broadcast that we do here on the network, to pull you out of the us into the me. Me, how much am I going to serve him? How much am I going to worship him? How much am I going to study myself to be approved? How much am I going to make my relationship with him one-on-one and not by you?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because I got to walk in love. I got to walk in love, in the light. I got to walk in wisdom. I got to walk in understanding. I got to walk in all of the principles. See, that range of variance that I said, share with you earlier, that's part of our conference. Y'all want more of that, call me in. We'll get that in.
Yes.
But the range of variance is where you got to have steps of walking in love, joy, peace, happiness. Look, you can't stay dormant in one area. We always want to think we graduated. You never graduate in God and walking in the light. You go higher. You go higher. So nobody else dialed one. I got, look, I got my little mini sermon in. I want to give everybody opportunity. And I want to do this. I want to start with Minister Carolyn. Then I want to go to Minister Charlene. Then Evangelist Virginia. And I'll give a closing remark at the end of Let's Talk Jesus. If you still want to get in the midst of any of our closings, still dial one. We're going to bring you in. Minister Carolyn, what would you say to the hood? Because we already know what you call it to. We like-minded, you know. Y'all don't know it, but hood knows hood. Speak to that one person that would only hear from you. Let's talk Jesus, walking in the light as children.
What I would say to the hood is, I think I put it on Facebook today, it's that we need to know whose we are instead of trying to tell everybody and show everybody who we are. You know, because in the hood, you got reputations and you're always trying to be bad. And a lot of people try to be something that they're not. But going into the light, that's when you know that God is your real father. And that's when you know that you are a king's kid. And that's where I want to be. So that's what I would share with others.
See, I got a tag team with you on that because I know somebody's going to hear this. Because even when you're from the hood, you still have that hardness of the hood. And the way we approach people, I think me and you talked about this weeks ago, and it changed your life, is because, I'll rear up to somebody in a minute. Oh, but God says, love your enemy, love your neighbor, and anybody else between that. And that's so dynamic. Girl, you are touching people's lives. I'm so proud that we are connected and we are family.
Amen. I am too. Thank you, Pastor.
Minister Charlene, come on now. Now, you got a variety of people that would hear from you like they wouldn't hear from me. Maybe in your beauty salon, serving them as a client, maybe as a praise and worshiper, or maybe as a spoken word preacher. What would you say in that whole genre to them people tonight about walking in the light as a child?
I would tell them, you know, to walk in love. Walk in love. Because Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. You know, hate is not love. I mean, in love there is forgiveness. In love there's not bitterness. So even though we may feel bitter, we've been bitter, God doesn't want to have a root of bitterness in us. Little children, they don't have roots of bitterness in them, you know, unless they've been around people with bad spirits and then they got a bad, you know, a potty mouth, what they would say. But as a child, humble ourselves as a child, and it's okay that I don't know it all. It's okay that I can learn more. A child is willing to learn. It's the love of God, also giving thanks always for all things unto God. Ephesians 5:20 it says, and the Father, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, having a thankful heart, you know, being thankful. You know, may not have everything we want, or you know, we go through things, you know, with you know, people, and, you know, in our lives, you know, it work, different varieties of things that we go through. But, you know, you say, well, why should I be thankful for the things that we're going through? God's working something out of us. Sometimes he's showing us ourselves. But at the end of the day,
God,
he wants us to, you know, walk in love. How can we walk in love? If we know that God loves us, it's like, Lord, let God heal us.
Jesus.
Let God deliver us. Let God free us. Because
right
you
now,
can't love nobody
right now.
If you're bitter, if you're bitter,
come on,
and
help me, Jesus.
It's like, Lord, my heart, I need a
ooh,
new
I'm leaning
heart,
in your direction.
Like a child. And the child won't be taken advantage of as long as the father is looking after the child. But God's looking after us. He wants us free, not bound, not burdened. He wants us healed, not bruised. He wants us comforted. Praise the Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you call me out before I even go to Evangel Virginia, is that, man, I got to do something better. I can never do enough to match the love of God. And the essence of God is love. And everything we do, we need to redirect ourselves to love. How can I be anything if I don't know love? Because the word says, if you don't love, you do not know God. And if you don't know God, that means God don't know you. Oh, my Jesus.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
It's important Lord. For us to be intentional about the love of God.
Yes.
Thank you, woman of God. Evangel Virginia.
Yes, God.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, I know you are new in Christ. There ain't no age variance, but the seasoned spirit that speaks on the whole nation through this broadcast. Walking, because, as we're more seasoned, they say, how can you be a child? As a seasoned veteran in walking in Christ, how do you continue to be a child?
Yes, Lord.
You like that question, don't you? Oh, my God.
Yes, and I am a child. I am a child. I am a child. I am a child of the Most High God.
Oh, my God.
I am a child, and I am a child of the Most High God. I am a child of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
I am a child of the Most High God. When he say we are children of light, it don't have nothing to do with the age or whatever. I am a child of God. I'm a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I had something I wanted to read to you all, but my light just went out because somebody hit a pole in the front of my light. And I'm in the dark right now, but praise Jesus, I'm in the light. But they want to put me in the dark, but I am in the
we
light.
We're going to reach our hands. We're going to reach our hands in the direction right now.
Oh, Jesus. Yes,
and we're going to say from the portion room, take over that electricity up in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge, and all over that whole area. Oh, I know how to get down up in there.
Hallelujah.
And we pray right now, Heavenly Father God.
Yes.
For your flow of the light to shine right now.
Yes, it's shining.
We know you done already, we know you done already circumferenced her through the floods. Through the rains, through the tornadoes, here now provide light.
Yes. Let me clear my
Now prayer. I love a now prayer because we can now get in agreement.
Yes.
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
I got
a light is going to shine out of nowhere. You ain't going to know where it's coming from, but a light is going to shine. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you're still on the broadcast in darkness.
Yes, I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, oh God.
Share something. I have my flashlight.
In the name of Jesus.
And I want to say this. If I stay in my now, if I stay in my now,
yes,
I am walking in love.
Oh, Jesus.
I am walking in the light.
Yes,
I am walking in wisdom. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Yes. If I stay in my now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Now, if I stay in my now, right now, I'm
now,
walking in love. I am walking
in love. 0 to 2 seconds.
I'm walking in love. I am walking in light. I'm walking in the light. If I stay in my now.
When?
If I stay in my now.
When? Win. Y'all don't want to play on me because, Jesus, that's how fast the light moves.
I want to share. Can I Can I share this scripture right quick?
Oh, no, please share it.
Share it. Yes. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. It goes on to say, we are not of the night, nor of darkness, but we are sons of the day. Son of light.
Yes.
Son of the day.
Yes, God.
We are son of the light and son
somebody
of the
need
day.
To claim their inheritance.
Yes.
Yes.
Claim
Hallelujah.
Your inheritance.
5:5 says, we are not of the night, nor of darkness, but of the light.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But of the light.
Child of the light. Yes, Lord.
But of the light. I'm in the light. I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in
I am the light. I am the light. I am the light.
I am the light.
I am the light.
And I'm walking in love, man of God. I'm walking in love. I'm walking in wisdom. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I am walking in the light.
We got
some
light.
And I'm
quarter two. Quarter two. I need everybody to get Ooh. In about the light. We gotta go deep in the light.
The light.
I need everybody to focus on the light.
Yes.
The light.
Because you know, whenever there's light, what's the other opposition of light?
Darkness.
Darkness. Mm-hmm. You gotta be prepared. Oh my God. If you don't be prepared, if you don't know the light personally, you can never be prepared for the darkness that's to come. Every day, daily, you take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow him. The darkness is right there waiting.
Him. Yes.
But if I dedicate myself to the light, now I know how to be ready for the darkness that's to come.
Jesus.
Oh, somebody can preach that one too.
Yes, Lord.
Shabbat.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Shabbat.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you guys. I love you. I love you guys. This has really been a dynamic broadcast, as always. You know, every broadcast we have here is dynamic. But Let's Talk Jesus just does something different. It gives us the opportunity to talk about not ourselves and not our own subjects and not our own messages, but just Jesus. Now I wait, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I wait till about an hour before the broadcast, and I go into prayer, and then when I turn the computer on and I do a search, that's where the subject comes from every week. And you guys can notice it. It's only till about 4 o'clock my time, 6 o'clock Central, and 7 o'clock Eastern that message starts to go out, because I don't know. But tonight, spark the light that needs
Thank
to shine
you.
And needs to continue to shine here on the Now Network. Yeah. I love series. I love series preaching. And a series can go a whole year. So watch out. But the light is important for people to know, because there's how many people are still in darkness that go to church? Did I bring up a subject for Real Talk on Saturdays? But I'm going to bring it up tonight. How many people still go to church and do all the church things, but are still in darkness?
Yes.
We need a light to shine, not only in the world, but there's a lot of church folks that need light. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It's unfortunate, if you believe this or not, there's people that come on the network and get the light, and then go to their church on Sunday and have to come back to the network to get light. I'm not trying to take any credit for anything.
Yeah.
But this is dedicated to the light. But there's people that go to their traditional churches that go and say, oh, man, they was talking about each other. We was throwing stuff at each other. We had a fight in the backyard. We did this, but I can't.
Yes.
I had to come back to the network to get the light.
The light.
Because the church has to be you and the light in you.
Yes, Lord. But the light shining in darkness and they comprehended it not.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
Jesus, did y'all get that?
Man, I love you guys. I love you guys for the light.
Comprehended it not.
Oh, my God. I love you for the light.
You know, we say we love Jesus, but see, Ephesians chapter 5:14 says, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." We need Jesus Christ within us to give us the light that we're not going through the motions.
Yeah,
we really are loving one another like Jesus Christ loved the church. We love one another like God said, love one another. You know.
Okay, now I'm not trying to take any credit, but you are a very obedient woman of God. I said, read the whole chapter. Girl, you didn't preach the whole chapter. You read the whole chapter now, not waiting later as a note. You already read the whole chapter. I was going to tell you in the last segment, but I'm so impressed of the Holy Spirit, because you done went through the whole chapter 5. You went back up to 3, 7, 18.
Ooh,
I'm writing them down. I'm like, this girl is on it. She done read the whole thing. When?
Yes.
Now.
Now. You know,
now.
Because the Bible says in 5:18, it says that be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. If we're in the church and we're not filled with the Spirit, we're not walking in love, we're not redeeming the time, because the days, we're not doing what the word is saying, we're not reading it, but we're not applying it. You know, we're hearing the preacher preach on Sunday, we're like, yes, amen, amen.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, Lord, let it work within my character. Let it work within my spirit, my you know, the vibe. Anything that pops up when I walk in the room, if it's a negative vibe, then, you know, what's in my spirit is something that's not connecting. It's disconnection. It's like, am I really walking in the light? Am I walking with Jesus Christ? Is he with me when I'm not at church? Is he with me? Is he dealing with me? When I come to church,
yes,
I come there to fellowship with fellow believers that they're going through the metamorphosis changes of being converted to be like Jesus Christ too. It's like the going through the motions is not going to cut it. It's not enough for me. It's not enough. It's like, change me, Lord, on the inside. Because God looks at the heart. He looks at motives.
Right,
he looks at intentions.
Right now.
He knows what's going
on the inside.
He knows the reason. He sees
the
masks. He sees through smiles. He sees through clothes. Are we trying to put forth an image?
Jesus.
Are we having a form of godliness? You know, what's really going on? We're not fooling nobody. God looks at the heart. Now think about it. When he anointed David, the prophet looked at all the brothers and said, well, surely this is the one that God's chosen. Surely this, God said, Noah, I don't see like man see. Man, look at the outprints. He said, but God looks at the heart, and it's not even pride. It's like, it's a fear. Oh, my God, because he sees our heart. He knows. Jesus said he didn't need to testify, man, because he knew what was in man. So he died. He came to die for the sins of the world. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, see, we're missing the focus. The focus is the salvation of our souls. It's not to put on a show in the church building. It's not for entertainment. It's for the salvation.
Yes.
My God. It's for the salvation of souls. That's the heartbeat of God, to win the lost for Christ. So we were lost, but it's Jesus Christ that has come into our heart to rescue
glory
us.
Glory to your name,
to keep
Jesus.
Us,
glory
our
to your name.
From danger. There's a danger that is risky to forfeit going through motions. And it's not a connection to the very heart of God. God's heart. He you know, Jesus had to rebuke Peter. He said, no, because Jesus told him he's going to die, be buried, raised again. And Peter was like, no, Lord, that shall not be for you. But he said, this is why I came. He had to say, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
said,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
He said, you are an offense to me. So what's offensive is walking in self. Walking carnal. So we know that because he's born in it. But God is trying to convert us. He is trying to transform us. He is trying to redeem us. He's trying to reconcile us right back to him. You know, he's a jealous God. And his jealousy is not wicked. He's, I created you. I fashioned you. I formed you. I did that. You're here because created
you. Hallelujah.
I put you here. For a purpose, because I wanted to have a people, and I wanted the people to have me as their God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the light.
See, when you start talking about the light, you can hear the light. Woo, Ooh, the fire that lit up on this broadcast tonight. Somebody ought to say hallelujah.
Hallujah.
Keep your hands in the air. Not lift your hands. You know what I'm saying? Don't lift your hands. Keep your hands in the air. I can't take my hands down because I'm receiving the anointing of the Holy Spirit of the light.
Yes.
Call me crazy. Call me peculiar. That's what I'm supposed to be. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
But I'm going to get
Lord.
What God has for me. I want it all right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for receiving us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for entertaining us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for being in our midst tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
But thank you that you're glorified in every testimony, every bit of conversation was all about you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we are learning how to get out of ourselves. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Glory,
Lord, that
Jesus.
We really can be transparent
Glory.
And still not sound like us.
Glory, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, Glory, that we can really share your love with people and take us out of the equation.
Glory,
thank you
Jesus.
For no agendas. Thank you for no programs. Thank you for no outside interference. Experience, Heavenly Father God, because of your light that shines in us and now through us.
And through us. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you for your light.
Thank you for
the light that shined in the beginning. That's the first thing he sparked was the light in the beginning. He said, let there be light.
That's right.
He separated it from darkness. I thank you, Lord, for positioning the light.
Hallelujah.
So I want to walk as a child of your light tonight, like never
Lord.
Before.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, never before.
Your light, oh God.
I want my range of variance to now grow shorter to the world and more to you. I want to take over my mind that the thoughts of darkness no longer consume me, but the thoughts of the light overwhelm me.
Thank you for the light, Jesus.
And I thank you, Heavenly Father
light.
God, that as I sit in your presence, Lord, I can just lift
thank
my hands and
light.
Say, less of me and more of your light.
Yes,
Lord,
your light,
more of your light
yes,
tonight.
More of your light.
More of your love tonight.
More of your
oh,
light.
God, love my
more
Sunday.
Of
oh, more of your
come on, man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Be glorified tonight, Lord. Be glorified. Be glorified like never before here on this network. This isn't a normal worship. This isn't a normal praise. This is a supernatural connection to say thank you.
Be glorified and be lifted up.
Because I'm changed.
Be glorified. Yes. Be lifted up.
Not in a set state, but I'm changed continuously because I believe continuously and I walk continuously as a child of your light. Glory be to you and the light.
Glory be to the name of Jesus and the light.
Thank you.
Thank you for the light. Thank you for the light.
Thank
you for the light, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you for the light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Minister Charlene, can we get one verse? One verse.
Hallelujah. You've been so good.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, you've been so good. Oh, Lord, you've been so good. Oh, yes. And I just want to thank you, Lord.
Oh, Evangelist Virginia, I know you got one.
Of course I do.
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you can sing. Jesus. Come on, sing one. Sing one.
Yes, Lord.
You've been my friend.
Yes, he has.
You've been my friend.
Oh, Jesus. You've
been my friend. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, Evangelist. Sing me one. Come on now.
You've been so good to me. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You've been
Hallelujah.
Good. You've been good. You've
yes,
been
Lord.
Good.
You've been good.
You've been good
to me.
You've been good. You've been
when
good
I didn't even care
me.
About myself, you still were. You've been so
you've been,
so good.
You've been so good.
You better raise your voice tonight and say, I just want to thank.
I just want
to thank.
You've been.
I just want to say.
You've been
you
so good. Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord,
come on, pray us out of here,
Lord.
Evangelist Virginia.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you because you've been so good to you. Oh, you've been so
thank
good
you,
to us, Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, you've been so good to us, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord. Oh, God, got my hands lifted up right now because I know he's been good to me. Oh, God, you've been so good to us, Lord. You've been so good to us, Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you in the name of Jesus on this night. Oh, talking about the light, the light, the light, the light, the light. He is the light. He is the light. He is the light. And he told us that we are the light. We are the light of the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you for us walking in the light. We are walking in the light and not of darkness, Lord God. Thank you tonight, Jesus. And I praise your name, Father. And I glorify your name tonight, Lord God. And I thank you for all you've done. I thank you for who you is, Lord God. Oh, gracious Father, we love you tonight, Jesus.
Yes,
we love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. And we worship your name. We
thank
worship
you.
Your name.
Thank you.
We worship your name. We
thank
worship
you,
your name.
Thank you.
We worship your name. We worship
oh,
him. Let's
thank
worship
you.
Him.
We worship
let's
you.
Let's worship him.
I worship you.
What a night.
O Prince of Peace.
Oh, under your city,
that
oh
is
God.
What I long to do.
That's what I long to do.
I worship you.
I worship
Almighty
you.
God.
Almighty
there
God.
There is none like
there
you.
Is none like you. Oh, Jesus,
there
what a night.
Is none
what a night.
Like you.
Tonight, Jesus.
I worship you.
Worship you. Yes,
Almighty
oh,
God.
I worship
there
you.
There is none like you.
Like you.
I worship you.
Worship you.
Let's
oh, worship
Prince
him.
Of Peace.
Oh, Prince of Peace.
That is what I long to
that
do.
Is what I long to do.
I worship
you. I worship
Almighty
you.
God.
Almighty God,
there is none,
there is none
like you.
Like you,
you say it again.
There is none like you.
Come on, lift it up right now.
There is none.
Worship you tonight, Jesus. Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, man of God. Glory to
you. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't pull the worshiper out tonight, so I just want to say, hallelujah is the highest praise. Lift your hands and worship him tonight. Hallelujah is the highest praise.
It's the highest praise.
Hey, hallelujah is the highest praise. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah is the highest
praise.
I worship you,
Almighty
God.
There is none
like
you. Oh, Jesus.
God bless you, family, tonight. Yes, we talked about Jesus. We didn't worship Jesus. And we thank you for Jesus, because he is the reason. But I'm going to tell you tonight, we're going to end with this song.
Come on.
All you have to do is touch the hem of his garment, because he's in the midst right now. Wherever you are. Not geographically, not physically, but spiritually, because I know we all join. We locked in shoulder to shoulder, hand by hand, and we in the spirit together. I'm in Baton Rouge. I'm in Texas. I don't want to call out the cities, because I don't want everybody to know. I'm in San Diego. I'm in San Francisco. I'm in Michigan. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm in Florida right now, connected with all of us in the spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise
not
the Lord.
Not by power and might, but by the Spirit of God. But I just want to touch the hem of his garment.
Let me touch the hem.
Right now.
Of his garment.
Touch
the hem.
Passing by.
Hey. Of his garment.
Nobody needs somebody up here.
Let me touch
hallelujah.